have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Open your mouth and say something. You need to say something. Always have an answer. Why people may talk to you and ask you about the God you serve. And I tell you, I remember the days I used to play that song. and was in a, I was singing like I was in a choir, man. I was singing. I said, open your mouth and say something. Say something. Say something. Hallelujah. You know, all of that. Well, my voice is shot this evening, as you probably can hear. Trying not to scream at the kids, but I have to raise my voice because there's so many voices in there. And they can't hear me, right? Talking about school-age kids. All righty, well, good evening, praise the Lord. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, for God alone is worthy of it all. So you have reached the right pod, my sister. You have a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibe, for real. And I thank the Lord. Now, I'm Loretta Petit, by the way, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to talk to you a little bit about the book that the Coffee Sisterhood is reading. And you're going to like the title, too. I Heard God Laugh. How about that? I Heard God Laugh. Beautiful title. Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness, your mercy, your love. God, we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for looking beyond every fault and seeing our needs, and not only that, but attending to them, not just giving us enough, God, but giving us more than enough, some to share, some to keep. So, God, we thank you now. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for this platform that you have given us, oh, God, and we pray in the name of Jesus that we can say something that will turn a life from sadness to happiness, from pity to feeling dignity and the pride of walking uprightly as a believer, not needing to be ashamed. God, we thank you right now for my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Continue to keep her as a strong, powerful woman and as the mother that you have called her to be. Father God, help her to hang on in there and stay strong and continue to be that light, that model for the girls to follow. God, we thank you right now for the entire podcast family under the umbrella of Elation Radio. God, I give you praise now for every listening ear. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, it is closing out the month of November. I hope that you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Now, by other measures, I would say that my Thanksgiving wasn't fabulous. But what made it fabulous, outside of the normal things, you might say, oh, it's fabulous when, you know, you have a whole lot of this or a whole lot of that. It's fabulous when, you know, you can laugh all day and, you know, you don't have to worry about crying all night, you know, those kind of things. But I didn't have a whole lot of anything. I didn't have a whole lot of this, a whole lot of that. But what I had was so precious to me, it made my Thanksgiving fabulous. I had my children and my grandchildren with me, and I had taken a trip out of town, so it made it fabulous for me. I thank God for my daughter-in-law who cooked dinner, and it was so delicious. I'm grateful. And actually, on Thanksgiving, I think I rested like almost all day. I tried to set up with the fam, and then I went lay it down with the TV on and watch a little television. But it was so wonderful knowing I was in a place where it was full of love and full of support. And I felt so good just laying there, just laying in the luxury of love, if you can understand where I'm coming from. Sometimes you're in a house where, you know, you feel the thickness of the atmosphere and, you know, you feel like this is a house where it's not a home. On Thanksgiving, I felt like I was just on a bed of love, everybody around me. I'm telling you. So, yes, it was fabulous. I thank the Lord. I did get up on Thanksgiving morning. I think it was. Drove on down to the corner bakery and got donuts and coffee. And so that kicked my day off right there. So, a good start. So I asked my kids what they were grateful for. And, you know, and we all prayed over our meals because they were coming out a little bit at a time. So, you know, what can I say? But it was wonderful. I wanted to really have a hand-in-hand Thanksgiving prayer, but I fell asleep. I literally did. And I think when I got up, other people were sleeping. So praise God, but it was on my heart, and I thank the Lord for it. And I hope yours was fabulous. normally, and this was a change of tradition for us, I want to say, a change of tradition, because every year, I want to say since my youngest child was about maybe three or four, maybe she was like, maybe three or four, I've been cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I've been cooking Thanksgiving dinner since I got married. Let me make that. But I had Thanksgiving dinner at my great aunt's house, the one who raised me. But we always had our own Thanksgiving meal at home. Always did. I always had the ham. I had the turkey. I had all the trimmings. I had the gumbo. Yeah, I had the pies. All that was at home. But we would leave that, well, we would take a sample of all of that and bring it to my great aunt, just a sample for her, and eat her food. That's what I came up on. So we were going to eat her food, and then we should bring her a sample of our food, and, you know, she would give me some feedback on, you know, what kind of seasoning I needed to tighten up on, and if it was, you know, brown enough, and, yeah, she would do that for me. You know, that's how you train your children. So since she... I was partially raised by her. Of course, everything I cooked, you know, I could get over there to her and she liked it. I would let her sample it and she would tell me, yeah, it tastes real good, or maybe it's too soft, or maybe it's too hard. Or she taught me how to cook rice. And I'm telling you, when I cook rice, I don't boil my rice and drain it with water. I don't do that. I literally cook rice. And she taught me, not one is better than the other. I'm not trying to say that. But my rice is perfect. 99.9% of the time, I don't do mushy rice. My rice is perfect 99.9% of the time. And that's because I think I paid close attention, and my great aunt was from the country of Louisiana, a country town, and she cooked a lot. She cooked, she sewed, she crocheted, and she taught me all those things. She taught me all those things. And so I'm just so grateful for one Rowena LeBlanc. I'm thinking about her even now, and I thank the Lord for her. She taught me so many things. And I remember a time, I know I'm going off on a tangent here. I remember a time somebody was in a wedding or whatever they were, I don't know, had a special occasion, and they had these fancy puff sleeves, and they had all these different pieces on the sleeve. It was a short sleeve, but it was puffy. So you made it big by putting all these layers and these pieces on it. And so I asked, so you want me to help you to make that outfit? And she trusted my skill so much. As a young woman, she trusted my skill. She said yes. So she created the bodice and the skirt portion of the dress, and she did the top of the blouse, and I did all the sleeving. I did all of that, and it came out beautiful. That was the only time she and I worked together on a project. Now, she's picked up my projects when I've gotten angry with them and threw them to the side. She's picked those up and, you know, took out the stitches for me so I could come back and fix it. But she and I literally sat and worked on that project together. That was so very special to me, so very special. It's kind of like Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole, being superimposed over his voice, and she was singing with her dad. Even though her dad had passed on, my aunt was there, and she and I did this work together, and it was so special. So if you can have special moments like that, grab them. Life on this side doesn't last always. So grab moments. Want to shout out all of you celebrating a birthday today, and, of course, in the month of November, if I missed your week, happy birthday to you. All of you celebrating a wedding anniversary or a baptismal anniversary or anniversary of your job or some type of anniversary, happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. So we look at the month of November going bye-bye. Bye-bye, November. It came and went quick. I don't know. For me, it seemed like it came and went quick. Let's see what today is. Today is National Personal Space Day. Get out my personal space. I need to stretch my arms out. I don't want when you're talking, I don't want you to feel your breath on me. I don't want you to feel my breath on your personal space. Now, you know, honestly, I'm really not picky about that as long as I trust you. I don't trust you. Yeah, you got to get out of my space. But if I trust you, I have no problems with bumping into you every now and then. I ain't got no problem with that. Anyway, that's what it is, National Personal Space Day. It is also National Mississippi Day. That's the cookie letter state, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. We say it like this, M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I. I don't know where it came from nor why. But today is National Mississippi Day, and today is also National Mason Jar Day, where you do all of those preserves and all of that. National Mason Jar Day. And if you like chocolate mousse, National Mousse Day is also today. Stay home because you're well day. Man, I wish I saw that earlier. Maybe I would have stayed home. But anyway, that's what today is. So happy November 30th to you. And tomorrow, give your hands up so you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. Tomorrow is National Christmas Lights Day. They're up and they're on right now as I speak. National Christmas Lights Day. National Eat a Red Apple Day is tomorrow. National Day Without Art Day. I never have a day without art. I love my art. It's everywhere. And a faux fur day for people who don't like killing animals to take their fur. Faux fur Friday is tomorrow. Okay? So that's what's up. Observe what you want. Celebrate what you want. I just like to put it out there, serve it up to you. Listen, I want to share with you a little bit from this book called I Heard God Laugh. And it talks about when it first opens up, I love the way it opens up. It asks the question. First of all, it gives you this this little, I guess, quote or quip or adage. Nothing will change your life so completely, absolutely, and forever, like really learning to pray. But then it goes on to ask this question. By the way, let me give the author's name. I don't like to plagiarize ever or take people's stuff. Matthew Kelly, New York Times bestselling author. He opens up this book like this. He says, if your life unfolding the way you thought it would, I think that's a great question. A great question. Is your life unfolding the way you thought it would? And so I sat there and answered that question. I said, well, I saw this. I thought that. I believed for this. I was working toward that. And when I look at my life, it's like, nope, didn't unfold. Thought it would. See, life doesn't turn out the way we expect. In some ways, it exceeds our expectations, and in other ways, it disappoints them. So there may be hopes and dreams that were part of life, my life, Loretta's life, that I expected. Mm-hmm. And so he's saying, you might want to breathe those things because they just didn't materialize. All right, so let's move on further into his book. He talks about habit and potential. He said, our lives change when our habits change. Now, let me backtrack a bit. He's talking about prayer. He's talking about people taking time out to pray. And that's one of the things I try and do all day long. I talk to God all day long. However, there are certain pointed prayers you want to pray for things that you desire or things that you desire that will leave you. You want to, you know, be sure to do that. A lady prior to Hurricane Katrina, she used to call the radio station all the time. And I think she succumbed to Hurricane Katrina because we didn't hear from her afterwards. She's always say, hem your day with prayer, and you won't unravel. She would say that all the time. Man, when I picked up that phone and I said, you know, whatever the call letters were, iHeartMedia, I would answer that phone, and she would say, hem your day with prayer, you won't unravel. And I used to get a little annoyed. Why she always say that? Why she always says that to me? But it's the true thing. If you start your day out in the morning with God, you have invited him into your day. You have invited him into your conversations, to your interviews, to your meetings. You have invited him into whatever it is you've got to do when you call upon him in prayer in the morning before you do your day, before you do you, before you do whatever you have to do. When you call on God in prayer, you have invited him into your day. And things tend to line up much better. So even though I pray all through the day, I need to say, God, you know what? I want these children that are not paying attention to somehow feel you there, saw, and pay attention. I want these kids to have recall, to recall the things that they have learned. I want to be more patient. I want to be long-suffering. I want to be great at what I do. Now, I used to pray that prayer to God about being great at what I do. Because that's always been my goal. That's always been my goal, to master or come very close to mastering whatever it is I have to do. I fall short. It doesn't always work out that way, because sometimes I'm overly tired. Sometimes I'm in a rush. Sometimes I don't have all my elements and all the things I need, my tools to get the job done. Sometimes I'm running late. So all these factors are part of life. When we take time to talk to God and to pray, he helps us to put all this stuff, that he helps us to rise above the storms of life. He helps us to do that. So pray, pray, pray. And I think that's what was meant when Paul wrote, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, written to the church at Thessalonica. Pray without ceasing. So you should have a prayer in your heart. You should have a prayer in your bosom at all times, coming up through the senses in your body to talk to Father God. Whether you shout it out, whether you pray quietly when no one can hear you, however, just make sure you have a prayer to the Lord about whatever's going on. It could be for your situation. It could be for a situation you saw at the red light, somebody struggling. It could be for a family member. You know, it could be about your job. They're not treating you right. You know, it could be about the person that's not treating you right. It could be about that money you're making from that job or not making. It could be whatever. Just have a prayer. Talk to the Lord. He wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from me and from you. Now, in this book, he talked about the idea of our past and our potential. All we care about the things that we missed in the past, but we're not just the things we do. We're not summed up by the things we do. Because if that's the case, when I was when I exited radio, then I would have ceased to exist. But see, I wasn't just an awesome broadcaster. I wasn't just a radio announcer. I wasn't just, because when that failed to exist, then I would have failed to exist. I'm more than that. I'm not just the things I do. You're not just the things you do. You know, you are more than that. I am about character. You know, I am about spirit. I'm all of that. So no matter what job I do, I'm who I am because of Holy Spirit, because of Creator God, because of the Jesus that I follow and the blood that covers me. I'm all of that. So you got to, you know, understand that you're more than that last job that maybe downsized or that maybe laid you off or maybe even fired you. And now you're grieving, you're crying, and you feel like you have no hope. Honey, you got hope because you're more than that. That was just a phase of your life. That was just you were just, you know, standing there on that placement right there, waiting for that next ride. The next ride might not come for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year. That ride might not come. But thank God government have some assistance along the way for the gap. You know, not that God can't provide it right now, but there's something else that God may need to do in between those two jobs or assignments that you have, you know. So let's learn how to, when we pray, to be grateful and to be thankful and bless his name, for God is so good. He's so kind, merciful, and loving. And I thank the Lord. I went to the eye doctor the other day. Hadn't gone in a few years. Don't ask me why, because I had insurance. I don't know why. I know one little small why. Tried to find my doctor. Same place I left my doctor. The doctor had flown the coop, moved, and I didn't know where they were. Could have gone to any eye doctor. I mean, come on. I could have gone to, I don't want to say any, but most any. I could have gone. But I was looking for that doctor because I felt a certain kind of way when I went to that doctor. I felt like I was welcomed, cared. I felt like they were looking forward to serving me. From the receptionist to the medics back there to the doctor. I felt some kind of way, and I wanted to feel that again. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I finally found them. I found them. And I went in there, and I felt that same thing again. So grateful when you can have a business, and people can look for you like that. They can look for you because you gave them such service. You made them feel a certain kind of way. Yes, Lord. So I finally found them, and I finally went and got my eyes checked. The reason I'm telling you that is because God is a keeper. God is a keeper. And I'm saying all these years, and I'm like, okay, God, I hope my eyes have not deteriorated. Because when you get a certain age, you start to lose a little sight because things in your eyes start to bend or whatever, get more firm or whatever. I don't know what the case is. I'm not medical. But anyway. So I got there, and she examined my eyes, and they did so much examining. Oh, my goodness. I was on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 machines. I mean, it was doing such thorough examination. She said, you have excellent sight. I'm like, what? I thought I wear glasses. But she understood that. I wear glasses to read what's on the screen because these screens are really not healthy for our eyes. But I'm really farsighted. I can see you across the room. I can see you down the street a little bit. I can make you out. When other people are saying, I don't see nothing down there but a blur, I can see you. So when she said, I want you to read this chart, after she did all these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 machines, she finally said, there were 3 machines was with the, what do you call that person? The doctor's assistant. The other 2 machines was with her. And then a little handheld light, of course. So then she said, I want you to read this chart, this eye chart. Not an eye chart on the wall. She put it close. It was inside the machine. Read this eye chart. And she said, read the lowest level you can manage. And I said, well, how about your very last line? You know, that last line is tiny. Y'all know it's tiny. But for some reason, those letters said, hello. They told me what they, all those letters told me their names. So she said, oh, you don't have to read the last line. I said, do you want me to read the last line? She said, can you read the last line? I said, absolutely. And so I told her what those letters were. She said, excellent. She said, your eyes are very good. She said, your sight is very good, and your eyes are healthy. There's no swelling. There's no bleeding. I'm like, oh, my God. See, that's when you shout. I'm in a chair shouting because God is a keeper. He keeps us. He takes good care of us. All those late night readings I'm doing and in this phone and on that laptop and on the iPad, you know, yet God has kept my sight. So, the Lord, I'm excited about that. He's a keeper, y'all. Yes, he is. So pray about those things that matter to you. Pray about it. I pray about my health all the time. I pray about my health. What I want God to do for me, what I want God to do. You want to pray pointed prayers. Give your prayers purpose. Tell your prayers, you know, focus. I don't want to say tell your prayers, but focus your prayers as to what you want them to cover. Focus those prayers. I Heard God Laugh is the name of the book by Matthew Kelly. We'll be talking about this book tonight. Me and some of my other coffee sisters, we're going to talk about this book tonight. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. We're going to be talking about this book for 2 weeks, I think, maybe 3. All right, so we all are teachers, and we all are tired, and we all have read all day, all week. So we're coming together to talk about this book. So I praise the Lord for you. Thank you for enduring me. Thank you for enjoying, hopefully, something I shared. Thank you for just being a part of this platform. And if you would be so kind, why don't you go ahead and share it with somebody, and encourage them to listen to the podcast. I always try and bring something that could be helpful okay? Always want to bring something that could be helpful to the line. Always want to bring something helpful. And also, I always want to bring those positive visions forth, positive vibes. And I'm glad that you took the time. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I know my mailbox is full, but I'm going there right now. Well, I don't want to say right now, but I'm going there this evening, and I'm going to clear out a lot of stuff because it gets full fast. Don't know why, but it's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And on that note, thanks for tuning in to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Again, I'm Loretta Petit, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Season's greetings, happy holidays, and I pray you have a Merry Christmas, but I'll be back before then. God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye now.